Hi, this is Kendra Adachi from the Lazy Genius podcast, and I am so excited that the new KFC chicken nuggets are here. You have never had nuggets like these before. 100% white meat, hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe, and absolutely delicious. They have become a go-to favorite the kids love to fight over, and I hope they make dinner easier and more fun for you too. Order new Kentucky Fried Chicken Nuggets, now available at participating KFCs near you.
Teaspoon of urine helps the medicine go down. Welcome to Manic Rambling Spiral. I am Heather B. Armstrong.
And I am John R. Bray.
Normally, before we hop on to record these episodes, John and I discuss what we want to talk about or, you know, give an update on our lives, and we just decided to jump right into the bitch session. This is the official bitch session episode. as if none of the other episodes have been bitch sessions.
Right, just to really distinguish this one from the past.
If you hear me sniffle, it's because my right ear is clogged and I can't unclog it. It's like I'm plugging my ears and speaking.
Wow.
Hi, how are you?
You know, I am eating my own words because I remember when I was talking about buying this house that I was so excited to own a home and do things to the home. And that is so grossly overrated because I am had some carpet removed, and as a result, like having the wood underneath refinished, which is great and it's going to be just beautiful. But I'm basically living in a studio apartment inside of my 3-bedroom home because...
Okay, so where are you guys sleeping?
Oh, this is quite the story. So the last two nights have been okay in the sense that by like mid-evening, we've been able to cross through and get upstairs because it's been largely like carpet removal and sanding and that sort of thing. So by evening when the dust has settled, you can kind of cross through. But starting today, The stain is going on and the finishes are going to start going on, so we're not going to be able to pass through, and really the smell, the chemical smell is going to become an issue.
You could die.
Yeah, which is kind of a problem. And he even told me, and he, the guy who's doing it, is he's one of those people who is really good at what he does.
Uh-huh.
And maybe less good at everything else outside of that. Like communication.
I had the same person do my floors one time.
I mean, if you talk to him about hardwood, he is into it. He's been doing it for 30 years. He's awesome. But he got here. So we're recording on Wednesday, which is a day late. And he got here Monday morning at like 8:30. And he said, okay, well, I'm going to start. And he like looks at his shoes basically the whole time he talks. And he's like, I don't know if you've made arrangements to sleep anywhere else from Wednesday through Saturday.
Oh my God.
And I said, no, you didn't tell me. He's like, well, you don't have to, but most people have a real problem with the smell. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll figure that out. So Lexton will be staying in some form or fashion with Heather or with his grandparents. And I have not decided, and I know that when this episode comes out, I'm going to get some angry text messages or gifts, because a friend of mine very generously offered me his apartment and he would just stay with his girlfriend so that I could be somewhere, not have fumes. But I am so opposed to inconveniencing people that I declined that offer very politely. So,
John,
I know I really have no reason to defend myself there. So I fully expect, like I said, an angry gif or a middle finger emoji or something along those lines, probably both. So I haven't figured it out. The one advantage that my house does have, which is also a disadvantage, is that it has radiator heat. So all the work being done on the first floor, it's not like the heat is going to be blowing that smell upstairs. So I'll only be like half dead every morning.
Well, like if you're around that smell for like 10 minutes, you start to get a headache.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been around it before, haven't you?
I have. It's not great.
Yeah.
So that's still up in the air.
No, it's, it can cause brain damage.
Oh yeah. I don't think I can get any worse than I am at this point, but yeah, it's, so long story short, I'm not entirely sure, but the honestly, the biggest challenge has been not, I say not being able to be here. He doesn't care if we're here, the guy working, but with sanders and vacuums and everything going on, I can't really work from home. And Lexton can't really work from home. So the last 2 days, I have been to 2 different public libraries, 2 times each, 3 different coffee shops, and a tap room. And I can't do it anymore. Like, I'm just...
Right.
I feel like I feel so displaced. And then all of my furniture from the entire first floor is crammed into one room, which means I sit on one sofa and put my feet on the other sofa that is directly facing it. And it's a disaster. And there's plastic on the...
When is he showing up today?
He should be here, theoretically, right around the time we finish recording. That's the goal. He is slightly unpredictable. But he got here on Tuesday, and I opened the door, and when he knocked and said, good morning, and he goes, well, I'm here. I'm back. And then he walked in. Like, that was it. This is the only interaction. Like, all right, well, good luck. We'll leave now. So he's very much his own person, and it's great, and I can't wait to have it done because holy shit.
Yeah.
And, oh God, the little things that he warned me about, like he taped plastic on the doorway so that the dust doesn't come through. Uh-huh. He said, I need to do that. But you have to know that sometimes, especially in an older home, taping the plastic up will take some of the paint off of the door frame. Yeah, it did. Both of them. So now those have to be redone. And it's not like he's doing anything wrong. It's just the nature of it. So now I know that even when all of that's done, I have like that project left. And, oh, I don't even know how I've made it this long without mentioning it. So these are all getting redone and taking a day or two longer than planned, which would normally not be terrible, except for the fact that on Friday evening, I am going to pick up my newly adopted puppy. So.
No, I think you need to say that again so that say it a little louder.
Yeah, so I adopted a dog because that seemed like a really great decision because I don't have a lot going on in my life. So another living creature just seemed smart, I guess.
Guys, he's adopting a fucking dog. He's adopting a fucking puppy.
Yeah.
Not just a dog.
No, a full-on.
Fucking puppy.
I think she's 9 or 10 weeks. So she's got some energy. She's also very small. She's very tiny. I believe she's about 2.5 pounds right now. So it's going to be... It's going to be an experience,
mm-hmm.
to say the least.
So are you bringing her into your home with newly refinished floors?
Yeah, the timing really was not great. Fortunately, because she is so small, I'm not super concerned about it. And the flooring guy knows about it. So the finish that he's applying, like we talked about that it's very pet resistant and yada, yada, yada. So basically I'm getting my floors redone so that they can be freshly urinated on, which is,
oh my God,
which is cool. But the best thing is because the floors are taking a day or two longer than planned and I'm getting a dog on Friday and you can't put anything on hardwood for a couple days after it's done, I will still be living in a studio apartment in my home with a dog. And oh, I forgot the best part. There is one lingering room in this house that will have carpet, and that is the room I will be spending the time with a puppy. So
have you ever had to housebreak a puppy?
No.
Oh dear God, what were you? Okay, sorry. No, yeah. It's fine. Puppies need homes. Oh my God.
Yeah,
Why?
There's a lot of questions I don't have answers to, but to put it in perspective, she's so small that the woman, and it's adopted, so it's a rescued pup, and she said, "Have you ever owned a small dog?" And I was like, "No, I haven't actually owned a dog in 20 years." So she said, "Okay, well, this dog can't go outside in your yard without you, without a leash on." I said, "Yeah, it can. I have a fenced-in yard." And she said, "Yeah, you also have hawks." Like, oh, that's a really excellent point. Yeah, okay.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
So it's going to be tethered to me.
You also have a hawk.
Yeah.
It's also going to die.
Yeah.
It's also going to get eaten.
Yeah. So it's probably going to be a couple months of abnormal chaos, which is kind of saying a lot, all things considered.
Kind of saying a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Dear God. So, I mean, I'm happy for you because that's a new addition to your family, but it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
Having a puppy, I think, is way, way, way worse than having a baby.
Oh, great. Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, because a baby, you can just change the diaper right there on the bed in the middle of the night. Whereas a puppy, you got to fucking get out of bed and go outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested. I mean, the middle of the night stuff is going to fall on me, at least initially. But Lexton has always wanted a dog and is very excited. And I told him, I said, you're going to be doing some of the morning duty, which means if she's up at 5:30 or 6 and needs to go out, that's on you. And of course, right now, he is very okay with that. But when you open your eyes at 5:30 and have to do that in the rain, you're suddenly less okay with that.
Here's my one piece of advice about that in particular.
Okay.
And you may have heard this, and listeners may have heard this, but it took a long time to potty train. Can you say potty train with a dog?
I always thought it was like housebroken or housebreak or house train, but everyone I've been talking to over the last 2 weeks all of a sudden is saying potty train. So I honestly don't know.
Well, everybody really considers their dogs their babies.
Right.
So the trainer that we got for Chuck was like, so to make housebreaking easier, when he is peeing or whatever, use a word while he's doing it, or some command while he's doing it, so that when he hears the command, he knows to do it. So if you are outside and he's just like, la, 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 which at 4:30 in the morning is really fucking annoying.
Right.
You say the word and he's like, oh, I'm supposed to go. It's kind of like a trigger. So we would always say, hurry, do it. Hurry, do it.
And that
hurry,
and
do
did
it.
That work? Did you find that like?
Yes.
Interesting. I've never
absolutely.
Heard that.
It absolutely worked. Like he would immediately go, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. Okay.
Wow.
So. Mm-hmm.
And you had him as a puppy, yes? Or young?
We got him at 5 weeks old. Yeah.
So did you like, I've been told they've got these things that are like potty pads, like indoor, I don't know. They're like basically flat diapers that the dog can pee on in the house.
Do you want that in your house?
No.
I guess it's the question that you have to ask.
I don't. I think what the argument is that they're good for nighttime. I mean, the people that I'm adopting it from do not run their house how I would run my house, is just probably the nicest way to put it. But no, I don't. I mean, I'd rather, if it's going to happen in the house, I would rather it happen on the pad than elsewhere. But mostly I would rather it happen outside. And a friend of mine has said, like, just get in the habit when they're this young of taking them out every hour, once an hour, just getting them outside so they get used to doing that outside. It reduces the frequency of it happening in the house and the likelihood and yada yada, which is something in theory I can do because I am home. But that's a lot of hours.
Are you going to crate train her?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. That makes it easier too, by the way.
Yeah, I've heard there's a lot of advantages to crate training just throughout their whole life.
I would, you know, eventually they get to the point where they can go all night long, you know?
Which
and so you don't want to get them in the habit of going, oh, I can just go use the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Right.
You want to get them to the point where they can go all night long without using the bathroom. Yeah.
Yes.
The logistics. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I know. The more I think about it.
Do you have a name?
I have a maybe name because, so I was trying to think of names before I met it because I knew I was going to get suckered into adopting this adorable little thing. And a couple of people kept saying, well, you can't just settle on a name. You have to meet the dog because every dog has a different personality. And I haven't spent a ton of time with her yet, but the first name that came to mind was Lily.
Lily.
She's this little black dog with like a white spot on her chest and little white paws. And she's honestly just the cutest fucking thing in the world.
Do you hear yourself? Do you hear yourself?
I know. And I can't. Every time I think about it, I feel like I'm insane.
Okay, wait. So you're not insane. Do you know how many times I've looked up corgi rescues in the past 2 months?
Oh, God.
Like, I'm that insane. So she is a mixture, isn't she?
She is a mixture. She is a pug chihuahua mixture. So they call them chugs.
Oh my God.
Which means she has this adorable little, like, half scrunched face. And you know, pugs have that curly, almost like a pigtail.
Uh huh.
It's like kind of curly, but also kind of floppy. Like, it's this in between. And she's absolutely adorable and just has a great little personality. And she's still so little that everything about how she moves is incredibly awkward. And it's going to kill me. I'm pretty sure.
I'm gonna have to check on you hourly is what I'm gonna have to do.
Make
sure you're surviving this. I won't even give you the bad news that it took over 7 months to potty train Coco.
Oh, wonderful. And Coco's a smart dog.
That's why.
Yeah.
She didn't want to leave the herd.
Oh, that's why it was hard?
Uh-huh. She would like hold it and hold it and hold it and hold it and then she would just be like, I'm sorry, guys, but I have to stay here.
Oh, God. I mean, I will say when I was visiting her, this was like 4 days ago, she did pee in the house at their house. And it was like a teaspoon of urine. Maybe not even. So all things considered.
Teaspoon of urine helps the medicine right. go down.
Oh, man. So in that sense, I guess it's good. Like the foster parents have like a 150-pound dog as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that they've had for a while. And they're like, that is a totally different cleanup scene.
Than this puppy. Yes, I'm
like,
it
yeah,
is.
That's like cleaning up after a human who has just decided to defecate on your floor. So we'll see. It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to mean that I wait much longer to get area rugs than I had originally planned. And yeah, it's going to be interesting.
You know, this is one of those instances that you can point to, you know, there's the criticism like why is your life so chaotic? Why is your life seem like a car wreck? And it's like, do you know what goes on? Like, on a day-to-day basis, the things that go wrong that you can't predict.
Oh, yeah.
And even when you can predict certain things, they still go wrong. And, like, you've got this dude doing your floors, and he's taking extra time while you've already arranged to adopt an animal to bring into the home.
Right.
You also have to work and take care of a child.
Yeah. And it's like, it's all these things that just, I mean, okay, the animal, that's 100% on me. But it's like, I mean, when you adopt, you can't really pick like when the dog becomes available and these things sort of happen. So if you find an animal that you're adopting, that is the time that you adopt it. You can't wait, mm-hmm. you know, and the floors have been scheduled and he's doing great work and he's working hard. He's been here like 2 full days. He's just a little bit behind because things happen. Like that's how it works. So even when everything is quote unquote normal, it's chaos.
Yeah.
No matter what you do. So I kind of feel like, why not get a dog? Because the hell, like, that's how it is.
Yeah, I was laughing the other day. I was just laughing.
And how ridiculous it is.
Yeah, I'm just laughing.
Because you went like 4 days without heat and a couple days without power.
So, yeah.
In a house with two adults and four kids and a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was one of the worst storms in decades, apparently. And Cowboy he's such a nerd that he has a weather camera on the top of the house.
Oh my God.
So he records like the incoming weather, and we watched the 24-hour period, and it started to rain at like 6 o'clock, and then it started to snow at like 10, and then it started to rain again, and you can see in the video footage all of the trees simultaneously like bending over.
Oh yeah.
And there were trees that were ripped out of the ground. We saw cars completely crushed. I saw a tree that had fallen into the roof of a house. Everywhere trees were just completely destroyed.
That kind of heavy snow, I feel like, in my hometown in Michigan, they got like, that was the bulk of their snow this year, and roofs were collapsing and trees were falling on cars because it's been really heavy snow.
Yeah.
Abnormally.
I think it was partly lake effect snow as well.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. For anybody who doesn't know, lake effect snow is, it picks up steam as it goes over the Salt Lake. And when it does, it's a heavier, much heavier snow, and it just snows and snows and snows and snows and snows. And this is after we had like a day last week that was like 70 degrees outside.
But this is also like weeks after having school canceled for snow in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Like weird winter spring.
So we didn't have power. And it was cold. I mean, a few days beforehand, it was 70 degrees, but then it dropped down, you know, to freezing. And so the heat's gone. There's no power. Can't cook anything. There's no hot water. It didn't come on for another. So it was out for over 2 days. And
the power was out for over 2 days.
The power was out. Right. The power finally came back on. And I guess some sort of surge happened when the power went out. And it just destroyed our ovens and the boiler. And the boiler controls the heat and the hot water.
Right.
Yeah, so we had to call somebody out, and he took a look, and he's like, I gotta order a part.
Oh, man.
And so there is a hot tub at this house. We have a hot tub.
Okay.
We were getting in the hot tub like twice a day just to sort of kind of stay clean.
Oh, God. And then wearing like hats, mittens, layers in the house.
Yeah, yeah. It was cold in here. It got down to like 45 degrees in my office. And like, you don't think that's that cold, but it's kind of cold.
Oh no, that's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold when it's that cold in a place it's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest difference. And those situations, I mean, it sounds really weird, but it happened to Lexton and I a few years ago. We lost power for maybe 24 hours. It was cold. But for about a day, you can turn it into, like with kids, you can kind of turn it into a quote unquote adventure. Like it can be a thing. Like, yeah, it kind of sucks, but we're going to make do. It'll be fine. But when you start like 2, 3, 4 days, then it just becomes like Lord of the Flies. I mean, it's bad.
Well, and it was the final day. It was like the Friday of their spring break. And we didn't go anywhere for spring break because when I'm slammed with work, and the kids really just wanted to stay put because they've been so worked this year.
Right. And you've got your book tour starting this month. So
yes, starting in less than 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I really couldn't leave the house because Marla was there, and I just couldn't leave her because there's nothing for her to do. other than read, which she is not, she's not the reader that Lita is. She reads, but, you know.
Right. It's not an enjoyable thing necessarily in the same way.
Yeah. She, you know, and so I couldn't really leave the house and take her to Starbucks to get work done. So I had so much to get done that day, and I had to let go. We got firewood out. I had Marlo start the fire, which I put this on Instagram.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, I couldn't believe that he taught her how to use the fucking fireplace. It's like, dude.
Of all the kids, why this one?
She routinely, so I have, there are a lot of like tea candles around the house that we light whenever like we host people for dinner.
Sure.
I will sometimes in the afternoon walk around and see all of them lit.
Like she just randomly lights them?
Yeah. She'll go and light the candles, which scares the living shit out of me. She knows exactly how to build a fire. He taught her, and she memorized the whole thing and did it herself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is a good skill, but you also have to have that piece, like with the candles, that you can't just light them and leave them be. Like there's a supervision factor that is kind of critical to not leading to arson. I mean.
And then she goes around the house looking for things to burn in the fire.
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
Oh man.
So yeah, it was when, you know, it was, I just sort of gave up. I was like, okay, well, whatever. I gotta not do anything and just sit here and try to entertain her. And it's just, it's frustrating. And you know, there's many, 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 many worse things in life, but it's one of those, like, come on, come on, please. Like, oh, yeah. There's so much work that I have to get done and I can't take a day right now.
And you really don't have, I mean, you can only do so much with email via your phone. And once your phone dies, your phone dead. Like,
exactly.
Oh man.
And I have really, really, really bad carpal tunnel, and it's even more than carpal tunnel. It goes all the way up my arm from editing photos.
Right.
And so I, texting for me and doing email on my phone is impossible. It takes forever. And so I just broke out some magazines and sat and read to Marlo and colored, and which is, you know, it's great to, you know, I had a break, except that all I could do was think about all the things that I had to get done.
Oh yeah. And all the work that continues to come in because everyone else in the world has heat and power.
Yeah.
That was a trying weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. And this morning, yeah, so I had two interviews earlier this week, and then this morning it's pouring rain and I've got someone coming over. It's a big deal. Someone has actually flew out from New York and is going to spend the next 2 days with me to interview me. And I woke up this morning and realized just how much around the house needed to be picked up.
That's an extensive interview.
Yes. Yes, it
is. I mean, it's more like a profile.
Yes.
Wow. That's exciting, but that's a lot.
And there was one last week, and then there was one the week previous as well. I had crews in my house. This one is just an individual, and then next week they're sending out a photographer. And, you know, I'm trying to arrange my life so that I can get work done and be as hospitable as possible, you know, and cleaning up the shit that my kids leave around the house. God damn it.
Well, that's what I was going to say, though. Like, you already lost a couple days due to power.
Yes.
And then you're going to have a person, you know, taking a lot of your time for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just quit now for the rest of the week. Just be like, nah, fuck it. I'm done.
Yeah, and then I have another interview on Friday. So we discussed this, like, the panic.
Oh, yeah.
panting. You said you were panting. Is that what you said?
I was. I was sitting in my room, in the one room I have with all the furniture, and I think I was watching something, I don't know, on my iPad or something, and I realized I was physically panting. Like I was hyperventilating because I felt very confined and there's so much stuff in the room, and it's to a point where even if I'm in another part, like if I go up into my bedroom where it's clean and okay, I know everything is displaced. And it just makes me anxious. So panting. Yeah, that was accurate.
Panting.
Hi there. This is Kendra Adachi, and I host the Lazy Genius podcast. And I need to make sure that you have heard about the new KFC chicken nuggets. You have never had nuggets like these before. 100% white meat and hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe. KFC has been a family favorite for years, and now we can get all of the delicious KFC flavor we love in one amazing chicken nugget. Order new Kentucky Fried Chicken Nuggets, now available at participating KFCs near you.
I don't know how to catch up or get it all done, and I'm so frustrated.
Yeah. Well, if you wouldn't have written such a fucking fantastic book, this shit wouldn't be happening.
Well, and what has happened is I'll get this email from my editor or from my publicist, and it will contain the most incredible news ever. And immediately after I get the email, something in my life goes terribly wrong. And it's like, I can't celebrate that moment. And it's happened every single time I've gotten good news about my book. Like something immediately after, like I just found out, like I got this incredible news last week. And immediately afterward, my mother was like, I can't take care of your kids the first week of your book tour.
Oh.
And yeah.
Okay. So yeah, some significantly trying news, to say the least.
Yeah. So I had to scramble to figure that out. And anyway, it's good. I'm going to be gone like from Monday to Friday for 3 weeks straight. And, you know, that's.
Yep.
It's good. It's really good. It's really good. I'm very, very, very excited about it. I'm very happy about it. I would really just like a fucking day that I could sit down and get fucking, sorry for the fuckings, right? I just want to get some fucking work done. That's all I want to fucking do. I want to get, like, I think we've talked about this before where, like, when I can't get work done, that is, like, the most anxiety-producing thing in my life. And when I have, like, a four-hour block of time when I can sit down and work, it really, it's like a massage. I know that sounds weird and stupid.
Oh, no.
But it's like getting a massage. It's like, oh, my God, I was able to work for 4 hours straight.
Yeah. No, it is. That's actually a really good way to put it, because it somehow being able to do that and unload however many things you can from your brain is... It is like a massage. It's incredibly soothing. Even if you know that you have like another 40 hours that you wish you could use.
Yeah.
There is something to be said for that uninterrupted time.
Oh my God. And then I realized that I had an appointment yesterday and I forgot to tell Marlo to walk home. And it started to rain 2 hours before she needed to walk home. So I called the school and I told them to tell her that she had to walk home. And they didn't.
Oh.
So she came outside and did not know where I was. Again, this is the bitch session. This is what drives me crazy, right? I called to get my birth control refilled. And birth control for women... Sorry, I'm going to go off a tangent.
Do it.
It's not just about not getting babies.
Well, right, yeah.
Birth control is all... It's all about hormones. It helps my skin. It helps my depression. Like, it's an important medication that I take. I've been on it for 22 years. And I call to get it refilled, and they told me that they won't do it until I come in for a pap smear.
Which is just a few hours of your time.
And I just want to say, can you call it in, and then I will come in next week? Like, please? I'll show up. Please don't make me come see you. And then I've gotten, oh God, talk about dogs. Okay. My vet sends these cards with a picture of Coco on them when it's time to take her in for a checkup.
Okay. Which is cute.
And they were, it's cute, you know, they were sending me cards with Chuck's picture on it for over a year after he died.
For him to come in?
Yes.
I
finally called and said, please stop sending me a picture of my dead dog. Thank you.
And they knew, right? I mean, in theory.
I guess not.
Wow.
They have sent me now probably 6 cards with Coco's face on it, telling me that she needs to come in for her checkup. And then they called me and I actually fucking answered the phone and they got me on the phone and they're like, let's schedule it now. And I was like, you know what? I will call you back.
And you haven't.
I don't know when I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I said, are you open on Saturdays? But that's the thing is that Saturdays are when I get it, like all of the other shit done.
Oh yeah. And Saturdays are when everyone wants to schedule those appointments. So it's like, mm-hmm. It's hard to fit that in.
So
I ran into a similar scheduling with my wisdom teeth.
Oh yes.
Cause I finally, well, I have my first, like the initial consultation it's tomorrow actually, where they're going to tell me, I mean, in theory, they're going to tell me how much insurance covers, but really they're just going to tell me how much I will have to pay.
Uh-huh.
And she said, then we can schedule. She said, we can even schedule the surgery now so that you get it on the calendar. And we went through the whole process and we were all set. I was ready for like 8:30 in the morning on a Tuesday or something. She said, well, you just need someone to bring you. I said, that's fine. She's like, they need to sit here the whole time. They need to bring you home and they need to be with you the rest of the day. Like I told her, I'm like, I have no one to do that. There's this long pause. It's like, well, you need someone there. I said, no, I believe you. I just
I believe
don't
you.
Have anyone to fill that role. So what are my options? She's like, well, you know, we'll talk on Thursday when you come in. I'm like, oh God.
And you were like, maybe you get an Uber driver.
Yeah, I know. That's what I texted you. I'm like, maybe I could pay an Uber driver to sit there and then come home with me and take care of me. Because what the hell? And I get it. It's a big ask for someone like, hey, can you take an entire day off to be around me when I'm drugged up and drooling blood? It's not super appealing. I understand that. But at the same time, I do need someone to do that. So, you know.
Yeah. It is a big ask, right?
I'll just have the puppy take care of me.
Have your puppy take care of
you. Yeah. Oh, I'm just now realizing that I will also have the puppy when that is getting done. This is awesome. Oh, man. It doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm. But if I could schedule it on a Saturday, then that would at least ease it up. Like someone wouldn't have to take work off. But that's mm-hmm. not an option.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck, 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 fuck. This is really explicit episode. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Fuck.
So I'm thinking of just leaving them in until they rot themselves out. Along with every other tooth that they touch because... Oh, man.
Oh, that was probably... Was that the same day you texted me about that? It was the next day that I... Or 2 days later that I was like, yeah, I took Lita to therapy last night.
Oh, yeah.
And, it was, she didn't tell me that it had been scheduled. And like 15 minutes before the appointment, she's like, who's taking me? And I was like, taking you where? And she's like, to therapy. And I'm like, who scheduled it? And she's like, I don't know.
That is my least favorite fucking answer from kids. And I hear it so often. Oh my God.
So we're driving and she is like, barely staying awake and she's really angry about how tired she is all the time.
Okay.
She's angry about it.
Yep. That sounds about right for her age.
And she's just like, why am I so tired? I can't stand being this tired. I can't get anything done. And I said, well, why don't you talk to your therapist about this? And she's like, what is she going to say?
Okay.
And I said, what do you want to talk to your therapist about? I don't know. I said, okay, let me go in with you at the beginning and talk to her about what's going on. Because all I was going to do is go in and I was going to say, I think you need to draw some things out of her because she's angry and tired and, you know, there's stuff going on in her head. And
you told Lita you were going to go in with her and she was cool with it.
Yeah, okay. She was totally cool with it. And she's like, can I come in with you? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to tell her to pull some things out of you. And we started talking and,
I mean, it's not funny, but
it's not funny. And my mother had some really good perspective, and I'll just sort of repeat my mother's perspective on this. She's like, you are the one person in her life that is there all the time. And you are the one who has to do all of the disciplining. You're the one who has to enforce homework and piano. You're the one who has to do the driving. You're the one who has to do all the nitty gritty mean things.
You're the one who has to say no when no needs to be said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So of course she's going to put laser focus on me as being, well, she's the source of my problems.
Right.
I sat and I listened, you know, and I apologized. And I think because I was really receptive to hearing what she was saying, that the therapist gave me every out possible.
Oh, really? So was this basically like just Lita laying into you? I mean,
Lita, and I just try to discourage this in every possible way and every comforting and gentle way. But Lita is very competitive, and I think that she feels competitive with me.
Yeah, you've mentioned that in the past, or at least competitive with your past self. Right.
Yeah. Well, even like somebody yesterday when I was on the phone with this reporter, they asked me if she had read the book. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, well, what was her reaction? And I said, you know, her reaction wasn't, oh my God, or holy crap. It was, I wish I could write as good as you do. Like the way you write is like, I can't do that. And she was almost angry.
Like almost resentful of it. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, the way you say things and the way you compare things and your metaphors are amazing. And I just can't do that. And I was like, you don't have to be able to do that. You know, that's not a requirement of your life.
Right. And you've also been writing, you know, more than 20 years longer than her.
Yeah. And so I think that there is a lot of competition that she feels in terms of like, I need to measure up not only to me, but to my mom. And I'm just like, you know, Lita, you're the most amazing kid already. There's nothing that you have to measure up to. But again, the therapist was like, Lita, please understand that your mother has been through this and this and this and this. And we, as parents, often, you know, make mistakes. And your mother is acknowledging that.
So it was good.
It was good.
Important maybe is a better word.
Yeah, I was trying not to sob.
Until you left.
Yeah, that happened this week as well. Yeah.
I mean, why not, right?
Why not? You know, I'm going to work on, I don't, how do I work on not disciplining her, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard, and I think especially in your case, because, I mean, in reality, they see John so seldom that you obviously get credit for a lot of good, but I think especially for a teenager who's just going through a lot just as a human being, the good gets dwarfed by the bad pretty easily.
Yeah. That's a really good point because her therapist is fucking amazing. Fuck. Fucking amazing. And she was explaining to Lita that the reasonable part of her brain, the frontal cortex, I guess is what she called it.
Okay.
The reasonable part of her brain right now, the logistical, is not growing nearly as quickly as the back part of her brain, which is all of the emotional.
And that's normal. That's like she's saying for the age.
Yeah. Okay. It's her age. that's what happens between like 13 and 15 and 16. The emotional part of the brain takes over and completely overwhelms the rational part, which helped me feel better.
A little bit, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just, you know, I really, 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 really need to start meditating.
Yeah. That's my meditation is running. That's what I've concluded. I've never been great at meditation, and I know I should be, but running kind of serves that purpose for me. So I just run a lot.
And do you use it to, do you listen to music or think?
I think it helps me think through things. And it also kind of gives me those periods of silence in my own head at the same time. So I think it depends on how long I run and how I want to run. If I just go out and run, it's a great time to think, but sometimes I'll run and focus on a target heart rate, which means I have to focus on pace, breathing, stride, like all of that. So I'm focusing so much on those things that I can't think about anything else. Yeah. And that, I think, just helps the brain kind of process things quietly. So I just run and run and run and run.
The reporter I talked to yesterday said that she didn't understand, even though I go into great detail in my book about why, she said she didn't understand how running the Boston Marathon contributed to my depression.
Interesting. Is she a runner? Like, does she run, or?
I don't think she does. I just sort of had to repeat, you know, I was running, you know, 20, 30, 40 miles a week and eating a diet that was not sustaining me while traveling the world and trying to take care of two kids by myself. And yesterday, Cowboy was asking me some logistical questions about my business and like my website and the back end of stuff.
Okay.
And I did not have the answers at all, because I had, during that time, entrusted it to other people.
Right.
So there are like really, 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 really critical passwords and usernames for things about my business that I don't know, because I was so completely overwhelmed with all that was going on that I just handed it over to somebody else and trusted them to do it.
And is this somebody else, someone who would be willing to help you now?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah,
I had to search for the email, but you know, I just realized how much I was like, I couldn't handle, because there was just too much else going on.
Yeah.
Oh.
So maybe meditation for you, because running is clearly not the answer.
No, running is not the answer for me. Mm-mm. I would like to go back to, we were doing hot yoga every Sunday for about 4 or 5 months. And then we sort of fell off the wagon when we went to Europe last year. So
I did hot yoga twice. But it was not just hot yoga. It was one of those yoga classes that's like yoga and cardio sort of together.
Oh, yeah.
I did it twice with someone I was dating in 2017. Oh my God. I mean, I run like 6 or 7 days a week. So it's not the physical activity, but I just, you know, they have you like at the end, you just lay down like corpse pose on your mat and you kind of just come out of that. Like they put like a towel on your forehead with these essential oils. And oh my God, I have never been so completely obliterated in my entire life. I cannot do that again. I was the last one out of the room both times because I just could not move.
I mean, I did an experiment every time I went. I would lose 4 pounds in one session in water.
Oh, water weight, yeah.
Yeah, 4 pounds.
Yep.
Which can't be like...
I can definitely
healthy,
relate to that.
Right? That can't be healthy.
I'm sure there's arguments. I'm not a fan of the heat anyway. It was not a smart thing to do. I do not recommend that to anyone looking for date options. Fucking terrible. But yeah, I don't know. It didn't feel healthy for me. Like, I know some people love it, but I mean, I can run outside when it's 5 degrees out and I will sweat. So you put me in a room that's like 100. No, it's disastrous.
Yeah.
So I just stick to running.
And Leah doesn't get her competitive nature from just anyone. A few years ago, I had a membership to one of those hot yoga places. And I was in this one particular class. And halfway through, there was something about what she was making us do. It didn't seem different, but it was just so much harder than usual. And four men dropped out halfway through.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I'm going to beat them. So I finished the class. And by the end, I had either torn my, what's the muscle right behind your thigh called? Your
I have no idea.
That muscle.
Okay.
Yeah, I either tore it or strained it and could barely walk for 3 days. Yeah.
But you beat them.
I did. I beat them.
I am only competitive against myself, I have realized. I don't particularly care how other people do. But if I just feel like I could be doing better, I will drive myself into the ground. Absolutely. Every time. I don't know why that is. Like, and I'm more motivated if I just set some weird arbitrary goal for myself. I will definitely do it. But if it's some sort of external goal or something someone else is doing, no, not interested. Just doesn't work.
This is like a podcast of like type A personalities who live in absolute fucking chaos.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's pretty accurate.
You know, and like, sometimes I envy Marlo. Sometimes I envy her because she can just take her socks off and drop them anywhere. She'll take off like anything and just drop it. Like her backpack. She doesn't know where her backpack is and she doesn't care.
Right.
You know, there's no caring about it.
Yep. That's the best part, is like just this nonchalance. Like, just going to shrug it off. Like everything. I do. Yeah. I envy that too, actually. I mean, I like being organized and being on top of things, but there are certain times where I wish I could just not care without even thinking about not caring. Like I just want to naturally not care.
Yeah.
Isn't really asking that much. Like, come on.
Oh my God.
And there's that ignorant part of me that wants to say, well, there's always next week. And I know, it's not going to make any difference.
I had so much to get done this morning before taking Marlo to school, and I was rushing to get her lunch done, and she's sitting at the countertop and she's got a bowl in front of her and she's just staring into space. And I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, I don't know.
Oh, I hate that answer so much. I got that answer. Like every question I asked of Lexton once, it was about school, and it was, I don't know. For every question, every single question, finally was like, then what do you know? And he goes, he's just stared at me for a second and mumbles. He's like, a lot more than you in some things. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, right at the breaking point, and you're just going to keep going.
Oh, my God. Teenagers.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I did, yeah, because I feel like that answer always, like 90% of the time, comes down to them not wanting to take accountability. Like, and I'm just totally assuming, but maybe Lita scheduled that appointment or knew about it and just forgot to tell you, which shit happens, but you can just say, I knew about it, I forgot, rather than, I don't know. Just own it. God, I fuck up all the time. I mean, it happens. You just have to own it.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yep. Okay. So that was that's sort of random. We talked about puppies.
We did. We talked about puppies and floors and a teaspoon of urine. So honestly, it all kind of fell together. And this time next week, I'll probably be recording this with a dog in my lap. So.
Oh, by the way, I wonder if anybody's still listening. You're gonna have a pup. You're gonna have a puppy in your lap, and you're gonna be like high on fumes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I found out yesterday that I'm going to Toronto on my tour.
Confirmed, so officially.
I'm allowed to announce that.
Yeah. Can you say when or not?
It's the 25th of April. It's a Thursday night.
Ah, it's coming up.
Yes.
Well, the Canadian listeners and your Canadian readers will be thrilled, because I know I always feel like Canada kind of gets the short end of the stick.
I know.
Just in general, because they don't want to deal with shipping, and I mean, it's like a different country, and it just, but it's so close that it feels weird.
Yeah, why? I don't understand why international shipping to Canada is prohibitive.
I mean, it's expensive, like way more than shipping in the States. So I think, I guess I get it, but I feel like with major, I just feel like there's an easier way to do it. I mean, I've ordered plenty of products that are shipped like in bulk somewhere near me, and then that box is opened and all those little things are shipped from there. It happens all the time. So I feel like that could be something that like a big publishing house could coordinate, but maybe it's just because it's like, it's one extra step and they don't want to deal with it, which I think we can both acknowledge that that is a valid reason. Like sometimes one more thing is just too much.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really excited to have you send me puppy pictures.
I will. She is adorable. There will definitely be puppy pictures for sure.
And you're going to gush, and you're just going to be like, I'm so in love. I didn't think I could love something this much. You're going to be like that. I know you are.
I probably am. And I hate myself for it already. And she's like the size of my shoe. So. I know. So cute. But if anyone has any positive pet stories, in terms of like potty training or housebreaking or whatever you want to call it, or any pointers, please let me know. Don't, if she's going to ruin my floor or something, just let me live in ignorance for a while. But anything you want to share, you can email us at stories@manicramblings.com, or you can find us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Manic Ramblings, as always. Oh, and Patreon, patreon.com/manic.
Yes, and until next time, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Many thanks to Tan Lines for the soundtrack, to Lisa Congdon for the cover art, and to Ryan Coomer for his expertise with the editing stuff.
Hey guys, it's Kayla Ewell from Directionally Challenged, a podcast about realigning your internal compass. New KFC chicken nuggets are finally here, and you have never had nuggets like these. All of the delicious KFC flavor you love in one amazing chicken nugget. 100% white meat, hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe. Order new KFC fried chicken nuggets now, available at participating KFC near you. Guys, they're finger-licking good.